man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. I think we may still have Mark with us, Harley in Indiana, and Dr. Kelly in Northern California. And I want to end with this, Mark, before we have to, we go to Harley in Indiana.
Yeah, I'd like to say something too.
Oh yeah, you mentioned the Patriot Act and things like this. When Kavanaugh was in the Bush administration, and this is a blanket statement here that covers all of Kavanaugh's actions in the Bush administration, he was a secretary. He was an underling serving in various positions. He was not in any policymaker position whatsoever. So for him to have, let's say, George the idiot Bush came up with something really stupid like the Patriot Act, for Kavanaugh to object, okay, would have simply, the only thing he could have done was simply resign. I don't want to be working in this White House. He has no position, no place to offer any commentary. So don't hold that against Kavanaugh.
No, I understand. He's part of the.
Any more than you can hold against Pat Buchanan, any of Richard Nixon's the stupid things Richard Nixon did, simply because Pat Buchanan was in the Nixon White House or the Reagan White House.
I understand. Yeah. I understand, because they're part of the machine. They're not accountable. So on that point, talking about the religious groups and these things, and I can appreciate that, but. And I'm from the Midwest. I'm from the Belt Buckle, the Bible Belt, and some call the Springfield, Missouri, the Belt Buckle of the Bible Belt. Yes. There's somebody very important who is from Springfield, Missouri, and I don't know, maybe you probably met him, Jamie. His name is John Ashcroft.
Yes.
Did you ever meet John Ashcroft?
No, I didn't. But
okay.
Now,
John Ashcroft was the Attorney General at the time of the Patriot Act, and he was part of that. And he's also part of making sure the Arabians, the people that were supposedly connected to Osama bin Laden, he made sure he jetted them out of the country. Okay, now he's from the Midwest, and he's from. By the way, I don't know if you knew this, that he's from his family's very high up in the. I don't know if you knew this. The Assemblies of God headquarters for the world, for the Assemblies of God.
Mark, hang on. We're getting this is a whole new can of worms that you've opened. And so I don't mean
No. It's not a whole new can.
Well, yes, it is. It's a whole new topic. No, hang on, Mark. I love you, brother, but it is a whole new topic. It's a whole new topic. So if you could save that for a time when it fits into what we're talking about, I want to talk about what Donald Trump did this weekend and is doing right now and is going to be doing next week. I want to go there if that's okay.
Okay, so, I got you. But the point of it is, a man of God. Hold on.
Yeah, let's save it. Let's save it, Mark. Let's save it, okay?
Why do you interrupt, Jamie? I'm trying to bring up something important.
I'll explain exactly why I'm interrupting, because I'm running a show and I'm keeping it on topic.
If Trump doesn't nullify the Patriot Act, we are all doomed. Do you understand?
No, we're not all doomed if he doesn't nullify the Patriot Act. We're not all doomed if there is any one thing that he does or doesn't do. And thank you, Mark. I don't mean to frustrate you, but when you're running a radio show, you do actually have to move the traffic through. The lights turn green, then they turn red. Harley, in Indiana, you're on the air, sir.
I have two things.
Yes.
One would be 9 men against America. Roosevelt, in the 30s, stacked the Supreme Court, because he was in there for 4 terms. And he stacked the Supreme Court to go socialistic or communist, whatever you want to term it. And there's a book called
He tried to stack the Supreme Court and was not able to do it. He was stopped, and he was elected 4 times, but he only served slightly more than 12 years because he died right after his fourth election. But go ahead.
Correct. But you need to read 9 Men Against America, and they'll explain how he actually did stack the Supreme Court enough to get his socialist legislation passed and done. But aside from that, back to the hearings, what's important. I did not hear all of her speech, but what they keep repeating is 100%, 100%, 100% what? Yes or 100% no? She did not state that when I was there, whenever I heard her say anything. All she kept saying, and what they in the news is, oh, did he molest you? Well, 100%. Yes, 100%. Well, that's not yes. That's not no.
Well, okay, but you might have, there might be a technicality there. You might be onto something, but I think, wouldn't you agree with me? Wouldn't you agree with me? Looking at her eyes, looking at her behavior, you've known nutty people in your life. Don't you agree you were looking at a nut?
Oh, she was floating everywhere.
Yes.
You know, I didn't see really anybody in the eye. She was just floating all over.
Yes, and her eyeglasses, as I detected it, were so clouded with dirt or dust or something, she couldn't even see through them. And you couldn't see her eyes through them. She was looking over the tops of them all the time. But in any event, she was
taking them off.
Yeah, she was a nut. She was a complete nut. And well, Harley, and then we've got, a Senate race there in Indiana, which, you know, the Republicans need to try to win, take that Senate seat there in Indiana. So we'll stay tuned on that. We'll cover that through the week as Donald Trump attempts with his whistle stopping across the country as he tries to help us take this election.
On that, we also need to beat the socialist Walorski, representative from Indiana, who's up for election.
Okay. All right. Good on that. All right, buddy. Thank you, Harley. And let me.
All right. Thank you,
buddy.
Important.
Thanks for calling in.
Nye.
All right.
No, she said 100. She kept saying 100%.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's an interesting point. Thank you, Harley.
All
and Harley, hang on. Let me go to Dr. Kelly in Northern California. Dr. Kelly, hang on just a moment. I'm going to come to you with a point. At first, I want to issue an apology to Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, I did not mean in any way to cut you off, but let me just say that, you know, one of the less fun aspects of running a radio show is you have to keep the cars moving through the intersection. And you know, you have very good points there and so on, but you were in fact opening an entire new subject and I was taking notes and starting to go into it and so on. And it was a whole new subject and you're a very eloquent person, which means that you've got a lot of points to make. So whenever I tell somebody we got to get off the air, after you've gotten in one or two good points, that's what radio is all about. You know, I am actively calling you out there saying, come on, call me. I want to put you on the air. I want thousands of people to hear what you have to say. So I'm not trying to keep you off the air, Mark, or anybody else. I'm putting you on the air. I'm the one that puts you on the air. So don't get it confused like, well, I'm the one that took you off the air. No, I put you on the air. And tomorrow, I'll be putting all of you on the air again. And next year, and the year after that, and I've been doing it for 10 years, I'll be putting you on the air. So don't get it backwards that I'm the one taking you off the air. Anyway, I do my best. And if it comes across to you as a little bit curt, rude, or abrupt, well, I apologize. That's what I'm doing now. And here's the point I wanted to make. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at pictures. I want you to think about this, folks, because this is another example of something you don't see. Donald Trump doesn't speak behind bulletproof glass. I think he should. I wish he would. But he stands right out in the middle of us, the people. And I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking at picture after picture of Barack Obama behind 4-inch thick bulletproof glass that's 8 feet tall, and it's all around him. I'm looking. Here's a picture in the UK. He's behind bulletproof glass. In Ireland, he's behind bulletproof glass. At his victory speech in Chicago, he's behind 8 foot tall bulletproof glass. In China, he's behind bulletproof glass. And I'm just going through the pictures. I came up here in a matter of seconds. Here's a speech in Germany, in Berlin. He's sitting behind Dr. Kelly. Dr. Kelly? Hello, Dr. Kelly.
I'm here. Okay, there I am.
Yeah, okay, hang on. Somebody's sliding papers around around their microphone. In Berlin, he's sitting next to Angela Merkel behind 8-foot-tall bulletproof glass. Here he is. Let me just find another one. There are hundreds of these folks. Here he is. Here are other pictures of him with bulletproof glass all the way in front of him, on both sides of him, and behind him. He is entirely enclosed by bulletproof glass. The point I'm making is this. Donald Trump, and if he were here, if he's listening to this, or somebody who knows him is listening, I salute you, sir, for your guts, your incredible courage. And any of you that have doubts about Donald Trump, or you think he's not the real deal, or he's not doing everything we need, or if he doesn't repeal the Patriot Act, you know, very shortly, we're all doomed. I want you to appreciate the courage of the man. When he comes out in the middle of a crowd of 15,000 people in an arena where everybody's up above him, all around him, okay? And he's got like a little tiny cordon of like 20 Secret Service men and women around him. And he has nothing between those people and himself. This is incredible courage. And you've got to concede, folks, Barack Obama was in no danger. He was never in any physical danger because the left-wing terrorist, communist, bomb throwers are his friends. He's on their team. He's their leader. Our guy, it's our guy who's at risk from these crazy whack jobs. And he's got so much courage that he goes out in the public as he does. And I assure you, no questions about it, folks. I assure you, his Secret Service team has said, sir, please, no, don't go out there without bulletproof glass. And I assure you, it's Donald Trump himself, personally, who is saying, no, I'm going to be with my people. I'm not going to be looking at them through, when you look at Obama here, through this 4-inch thick bulletproof glass or acrylic, whichever it is in each case, different materials are used. It's very cloudy. You can't see him exactly. It's obvious. He's not with you. He's behind a wall. He's in a box. Donald Trump is saying, I am with you. I'm with the people. And I'm willing, every day, I'm willing to risk my life to stand out there in the middle of these huge crowds of people. All of us in those arenas, folks, we're not checked out. They didn't do a, you know, background. The FBI didn't background check 15,000 of us. They do a brief little scan of us as we go in. They limit what we can bring in a little bit. You know, you can't bring in detachable lens cameras, but you can bring in any other camera. You can't bring in a backpack, but you can bring in a big fat purse. And, you know, they don't frisk you. You know, they don't put you through a scanner or anything. Man, this guy's got guts. Dr. Kelly, I just wanted to say that. How much Donald Trump, one of the reasons that I am such, that I love Donald Trump so much, is that he is risking his life every day for me and my kids and yours too. Go ahead, Dr. Kelly.
All right. And I just wanted to say that apparently Barry Soetoro is in a terrarium that you keep the salamanders and the reptozoids in? Probably, yes. For the protection of the other people that were there. And
one of the pictures I looked at, that was the byline on the picture. The caption was, you know, those people are not in such danger from Barack Obama that he has to be behind 4-inch thick glass.
See, great minds think alike. And yeah. There's a great doctor, John Diamond. He's a MD and he's an applied kinesiology diplomate. And he wrote a great book called Your Body Cannot Lie. And so I would be honored to testify in front of Congress and muscle test and do the specific scientific International College of Applied Kinesiology approach, because the body cannot lie.
Well, what did you see Catherine Ford's body doing there as her eyes darted around and as she played with her hair and looked into outer space? What did you see? What was the body language you saw from her?
Well, here's the cool part is I haven't observed her yet. I'm just have heard from others, and I'm looking forward to observing it and critiquing it, but it's just me and the speakerphone here and the radio, so I hear it audibly, but it would be great to see the real results of a scientific, specific, forensic muscle testing investigation of everybody who testifies.
I'll tell you another face that was so powerful in that hearing room, and that was Brett Kavanaugh's wife. She was so, her face was so noble. She was such a great wife, such a great person, just watching the subtleties of her expression and her mood as she sat there behind her husband. It was wonderful to watch her. And by the way, another person who was in the crowd, some of you may not have, I haven't seen anybody cover this in a story, directly behind, about three rows back, Brett Kavanaugh was Judicial Watch's own Tom Fitton. And it was a very small room, very, very tidy audience was able to get into that room. This time they didn't have the screaming people that they had in the first few weeks of these hearings, sponsored by Chuck Schumer, organized by Chuck Schumer, and Dianne Feinstein. Chaos, left-wing, basically, just short of violent chaos in the hearing room. But anyway, they somehow kept those people out this time. And it was probably the demon rats. And I love that Jeanine Pirro is calling them demon rats. I think I borrowed the word from her, actually. The demon rats probably themselves realizing that they're demonstrating screaming, disheveled, unhinged people, rending their clothes and screaming on the floor, that was not working. So they probably called off that tactic. And that's why it didn't happen. It probably wasn't the Capitol Police who got their act together. It was probably Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer who changed their play call and said, okay, don't bring in the demonstrators this time. This time we're going to focus on, blah, blah. And fortunately, part of their playbook, they said, we're all going to demand an FBI investigation. We're all going to demand an FBI investigation, and they're not going to give us that. So that'll be, we're going to go down kicking and screaming with that. And then, as I say, be careful what you wish for. The Republicans then saying, okay, you can have an FBI investigation. I think this caught them by surprise. And it's like that judo move where the enemy is striking at you forward and they're expecting you to resist. And instead you pull and you throw them on the ground that way. I think that's what just happened to the demon rats. I think they just went flying on their face. Go ahead.
I called Kamala, her number at the toll-free Capitol switchboard that I give out quite often, and I left her a message, and I said, thank you for your endorsement of Brett Kavanaugh. Those are my wishes, and I want to support that.
Yeah, Sheila, oh, man, they all look so bad. I don't know if I told this one on the air yet, and I pardon me for being a little bit vulgar, but that's the way these things were. These were a disgraceful event. There's a senator named Whitehouse. I forget what state. Yeah, Whitehouse. And he just couldn't stop. He was, I've got you. I've got you, Kavanaugh. I've watched me skewer you on public television. And he said, he had his big, giant, prepared blow-up of Kavanaugh's calendar. And he said, I got you on these words. There are words on your calendar that reveal that, you basically you're a rapist and, you are running a rape ring. And he says, here is a word, and I'll come back to it. You're going to love it, folks. Stay there with us, Dr. Kelly. The three choice words from White House. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
We're back, folks. We got Dr. Kelly on the phone, and I'm going to give you three choice words uttered by U.S. Senator using the term loosely, statesman using the term loosely, White House. What a forgettable clown this guy is. And he very aggressively was going after the hero Brett Kavanaugh, saying, I've got you. I've got your 15. This is, I think, no, 17? 17-year-old calendar, and in which very detailed. And what a beautiful statement when Brett Kavanaugh explained why he began keeping a calendar 2 years earlier. He said it was to honor and to imitate his father, who he loved so much. And his father was in the room there with him, and his mother. His father, who he loved so much. And his father kept a record of his life on the calendar. And he said one of the most enjoyable things that the Kavanaugh family did is at they would sit around, you know, in the living room or, you know, at gatherings. And they'd pull out one of the calendars and they would, you know, laugh and enjoy remembering, you know, the rich things in their own past. It was wonderful. So he was imitating his father. And he was a very organized guy. He had meticulous memory, a good sign of truth, meticulous memory of events in when he was in high school. But so White House said, okay, what does the word I've gotcha look at these. You've got code words. I'm looking here at your calendar, and you've got code words that obviously refer to the abusive sex that you were engaged in when you were 17 years old. Here's a word, for example. What does this word mean? Rolf. Rolf. And the flabbergasted Kavanaugh is looking at him, and he says, Rolf, you know, are you really asking this? It means, sir, to barf. To barf. And I looked it up just now at dictionary.com on the web, and apparently Rolf is a variant of the word Ralph, and the origin of which means to vomit, and which teenagers do. Which 17-year-old boys do, and girls. And the origin is, it says, of expressive origin, meaning, and pardon me for doing this on the microphone, what does it sound like when you puke? Blah! Ralph! It sounds like Ralph!
Okay. Yeah, that's what happens every time I have to listen to one of these lying socialist denier wannabe commies.
Blah! Yeah, and something we can do on this show that the great Kavanaugh couldn't do there is he said, I'll tell you what Rolf means, Senator Whitehouse. It means what people do when they have to listen to you. Then the next
Yeah, Hillary Rolfham Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah. So then he says, he goes down. Okay, so he's getting red-faced. So he goes down to the next word. He goes, okay, what does this mean? F-F-F-F-F 4th of July. Like four or five F's on 4th of July. And this criminal sleazebag porno attorney, the psycho porno attorney, power-hungry Avenatti, he just made it up out of thin air. He said that FFF stands for, I won't repeat it on the air, it's too gross for this show, but imagine all the dirty words you know of regarding his sex. Start with F. And that's what it meant. It was code for all these sex words. And then Kavanaugh says, no, that was a person in our class who said something that teenagers say, which is the F word. But the way he said it had like four F's on the front. And so they were making fun of their classmate. This word is with all the classmates use this about this guy. So he took a defeat on that one. They said, well, I got another word. Here's another code word. Boof. Boof. B-O-O-F, I take it. Boof. You know, and here's another secret word for wild, abusive sex against younger girls. Boof. And I'll close with this one. It's a little vulgar here, but I'll say, Kavanaugh says, sir, that means fart. Oh! White House gave up at that point. Deciphering the secret code words of the 17-year-old boy's virgin, the virgin, devout Catholic Kavanaugh. And he said on his calendar, he said, well, you'll notice I never have a notation on my calendar for church on Sunday. He says, why? Because it's assumed every Sunday without fail, every Sunday, ever since that time and to this day, I am in church. So I don't need to put that on my calendar. Anyway, what a man, what a hero he is. And now, Dr. Kelly, let me just turn the microphone over to you and I'll quiet down.
Wow, it's good to hear you when you're on fire. I dig it when you men are men and not pansies. And I'll leave it with this, that try as they may, White House is disgusting. He's turned it into a house of merchandise, and he's gonna pay the price.
yeah, it's true. They're all the Democrats, and it's getting more and more this way. There are no good Democrats in Congress. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
When this war is over, we're back. It will be a better day. We're back, boys and girls. And let's see, we've got a half an hour of entertainment left to go here in the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Dr. Kelly's with us in Northern California. And Dr. Kelly, if I may, let's do our pretty regular update. We follow the Trumps, the tweets of the Trump. So let's see. He tweeted 3 hours ago. This is pertinent to what we're talking about, Kavanaugh. "Wow," he starts out. "Just started to hear the Democrats, who are only thinking obstruct and delay, are starting to put out the word that the time and scope of FBI looking into Judge Kavanaugh and witnesses is not enough." Hello. This guy is—he's a great writer. I mean, you know, hello. He puts it right in his—he writes like a great prose, you know, author. "For them, it will never be enough. Stay tuned and watch." And I think Dr. Kelly, Dr. Trump, he's our doctor for everything. Dr. Trump is telling us is stay tuned and watch. Because the Democrats have just had a jujitsu move used on them, and it's not going to turn out the way they hoped. That the fence sitters among the Republicans are going to be compelled to confirm Kavanaugh. the fence sitters among the Democrats. They're not fence sitters, really. They're people who want to get reelected, like Heidi Heitkamp right here in North Dakota. No way. No way are we here in North Dakota. We're 2-1, Trump state. West Virginia is the other state. The three states that voted the biggest for Donald Trump were Oklahoma, West Virginia, and North Dakota. We all voted 2-1 for Trump. He had like a, I think in Oklahoma, he had a 60% margin and something like 50% margins in North Dakota and West Virginia. We're not going to reelect Heidi Heitkamp if she's an anti-Trump person. We're not going to do it. So if she votes against Kavanaugh, forget it. You know, you can kiss your Senate seat goodbye, Heidi. So she's going to show she has some semblance of patriotism to North Dakota's, vote for Kavanaugh. And the same applies a little less starkly to Joe Manchin in West Virginia. Now, he had a healthy victory margin in 2012. I think he won by 20-plus percentage points in 2012, but that was then, and this is now. But he's in a race for his life against his Republican opponent in West Virginia. I think the same thing applies. 2-1 Trump state. Donald Trump was in Wheeling yesterday making that point. So the heat is on Joe Manchin, and I think he then will be forced to vote for Brett Kavanaugh, and then we will have, this is wonder of wonders, Donald Trump will have a 5-4 conservative, patriot, Supreme Court. What a bulwark of protecting our freedoms, Dr. Kelly.
Amen.
You know, yeah, I mean, folks, your First Amendment secure, your Second Amendment secure, your 10th Amendment, 4th, 5th, all of it secure. And those five justices will box in Kagan and Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Who's the fourth one? Who's the fourth liberal on the court? Shame on me for forgetting.
Sotomayor.
I listed her. Sotomayor, Kagan, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'm forgetting the fourth liberal. And by the way, interestingly enough, one of the patriotic and conservative justices is, you know, strange, you know, deja vu all over again, Clarence Thomas himself, the man who in 1991 was lynched, and he said it. He went right into the face of Joe Biden, the young Joe Biden, and, you know, jabbed his finger at Joe Biden just the way Kavanaugh was doing. And he said, this is a high tech lynching of an uppity Negro. Wow. Wow. And I'll tell you what, if Clarence Thomas is listening to our show, maybe he does, you know. A man who can talk like that probably enjoys the frank language we use on this show. Justice Thomas, I salute you. And, you know, you, among the victories that Kavanaugh and all of us patriots have won with this Kavanaugh miracle, is a vindication of you, sir. Because now, you know, the same trick, actually worse, much worse than was tried against you, was tried against Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh beat them back in a way similar to the way you did. But I think, Dr. Kelly, that this this man who was lynched, Clarence Thomas, he's been living under a cloud ever since. And he's been kind of quiet on the Supreme Court. He's issued very good rulings. He's ruled in the patriot way all this time. He's been a reliable patriot vote, but he hasn't been a very public figure. And I think one of the reasons is that he, just like Kavanaugh, he probably felt, I've been ruined. Anita Hill, and again, this goes back to what we're saying about these, you know, hey, folks, are there women who lie? Are there, you know, we know there are men who lie, but does this also apply to women? I think it does. And Anita Hill was a stinking liar and a vicious person who was trying to ruin Clarence Thomas for political reasons. And she's still around. Strange thing. She's still around, mouthing off in the same way, still saying, oh, he was, you know, chasing me around the office and, you know, all up, you know, he was abusing me and so on. All of it a lie. And she was
exposed. That's a felony, and they certainly belong in federal prison. for their false claims and their bearing false witness against your neighbor.
Yeah, and folks, and of course, all of us, you know, let me tell you, we men love women. So, I'll let you in on a secret, folks. Every single man listening to this show has a mother who's a woman. Mm-hmm. Hey, every one of them. I know, I've checked. So, but yes, women lie. And any of you out there, you know, maybe you're young and you haven't had, you know, enough experience, but all of us have seen in our life, just as we've seen some man viciously try to destroy some other man or woman, we've all seen a woman somewhere in a court, you know, whatever.
Loretta Lynch.
Yeah. Try
Secretary
to destroy.
Sebelius.
Yeah, exactly.
Diane Feinstein. I mean, there's a long list of priors there. Yep.
How about Hillary Clinton? Is there any blood on her hands? You know, I think so. So the
Hillary Jarrett, I mean, come on.
Yeah. And of the two of them, of course, you know, Bill, the commander in briefs, Clinton, of course, we know he is vicious, nasty. But if you had to be in a dark room with one of them, would you be more afraid of being in a dark room with Hillary or Bill? Me? Hillary. I think she's the nastier of the two, and the more lethal, and she may be the power behind the pants of Bill Clinton.
Get him, Elsa. <Elsa. laughs>
Anyway, the Dr. Kelly, I always enjoy your calls and sharing time with you. It's wonderful.
Hey, thank you, and I hope that Jeff Clark is listening. He's down there foil surfing in San Diego, and to the Big Wave Mavericks. Have a good one.
All righty. Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Rob in Illinois. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Kelso.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Hey, folks in RBN land. Did you talk about... You know, you've been hooked on this Ford and Kavanaugh stuff. Did you at all mention that Ford, Blase Ford, is connected to the CIA, that her father was part of the CIA, that she grew up in a CIA household, that she works for the Palo Alto College, who does recruitment for CIA, that she also teaches psychology, and she's part of, you know, which is all part of the Monarch Butterfly mind control programming?
Has any of this been mentioned? No, we haven't talked about it at all. Some of you out there in our audience, you've been calling me and educating me, like you, Rob. The audience has been educating me on this, and I see a parallel with Barack Obama's mother, who her family was a CIA, FBI family. I see some parallel there. Yeah, there's a lot of story. And by the way, you know, be careful what you wish for. And I think Donald Trump may be saying that a little bit in his tweet, is that the FBI may come up with, you know, some just innocent, decent FBI field people may come up with some real amazing doozies about, as you are here, Rob, about Catherine Ford. There may be some real interesting, dirt on her. But go ahead, tell us more.
Well, we have to thank the independent investigators that we have out here in this world, and they're able to come forward, unlike in the past, because of the internet and blogs and independent media radio such as RBN and others, to where they're able to go out and do the research via internet or, you know, even old-fashioned gumshoe detective work to find documents and so on that connect all this. And this is how they've been able to, Zero Hedge.com has got two great articles regarding Ford's father, who is part of the black budget CIA, like their black funds, the black operations funding, the bank connected to the CIA from 1962 to 64. And wherever he happened after that, I'm not sure, but he currently runs a security agency connected to the CIA and so on and so forth. Now, let's take that part by itself.
Okay.
No, let me finish this. Let me take that part by itself. So now you got Ford, who claims that she was at this party when she was, who knows, 14, 15. She don't even know. She just knows she didn't have her driver's license yet. She don't know if she's 15 or 14. She runs out of this party. She doesn't tell anybody, but her daddy is part of the CIA. You'd think she'd tell her CIA daddy, who has all this power and connections. She could add anybody, whoever it may have been, Kavanaugh or any John American in the whole world, knocked off or taken care of because her daddy's part of the CIA. So there's a big hole in the whole story. You do know also that she had a false ID that claimed that she was of drinking age and she had the whole time she was in high school, and she was able to, you know, lush it up, as you will. So that's another fact that came out. Then there's the facts of all the stuff that come out of her yearbook. I think if you go to Washington Beacon, I'm not sure if we have WashingtonBeacon.com, I'll get you that in a second. But it goes and digs into her yearbook where they're at parties, they're doing racial slurs, they're mocking people that are lesser privileged than them. You know, it's the whole thing's a debacle. So hopefully, if anything, you were just mentioning this, you alluded to this, that if the FBI is investigating anything, it's the witnesses or the people or her background to show that these people are frauds and who they really are. Go ahead.
Right, and she has said, I will cooperate fully with the FBI. And so she's stuck with that one. She could go ahead and not cooperate because, in fact, people don't know this. I know when the FBI knocked on my door, I cooperated and took an interview with the two guys that sat on my couch, because it's very intimidating if you don't know, you know. But you actually can tell them, no, I don't want to talk to you. You actually can say that. And if they ask for documents, you can say, no, you can't have those. They actually don't have the power to subpoena you. Only a judge does. The FBI is not a judge. So very interesting. But I think that she's going to be stuck. They're going to ask her for documents and things, I hope. And I hope some interesting stuff. Apparently, she has a pretty interesting sex life. From what I'm hearing, her sex life is not quite so squeaky clean as Brett Kavanaugh's. And other things like this. And more. You talk about the great research that can be done by patriots online. This other accuser, Julie Swetnick, here's the Breitbart headline today. The third Brett Kavanaugh accuser, Julie Swetnick, was sued in 2000 for false allegations, of sexual misconduct. She engaged in sexual misconduct herself against coworkers. And her attorney is the porno attorney, Michael Avenatti, the Stormy Daniels attorney. And she's the one who said that Kavanaugh was present at gang rapes in high school for her when she was there, and she went back to these gang rapes 10 times. Here's what Kavanaugh said. Let's listen to Kavanaugh just for a second, if I may, Rob. Let's listen to the inflection in his voice and the sincerity, if I can find it. This is going to be challenging for me. I'm going to try to find a spot in the tape here where Kavanaugh responds to this.
While you're doing that, I'll just interlude with, as far as Svetnick goes. You imagine you're a person that's witnessing this stuff and you don't report it. What kind of freaking morality do you have, and why are we supposed to take your word for it now? And if you ever saw such a thing and you didn't want to report it and you thought it was scary, why would you continue to go back to such a place to you know, why, you know?
Right, and remember,
but again, we're focused on the 80s here. You know what they're all doing? There's a couple things they're doing. They're not just offending Kavanaugh. They're not just offending the process. They're offending every real American out there, Kelso. Real American. Everyone with a decent Ten Commandments morality to their name. You know, none of this culture, this stuff, they're distorting culturism. Back in the 70s and 80s, yeah, there might have been some degenerates out there that got exposed to some dirty stuff, but you're average, typical, real American never even thought for a second to do anything like this. In the 80s, we were still thinking, meet a girl, take her to the malt shop, see a movie, and maybe, you know, you have a girlfriend. And that's about the gist of it. They took real degenerates to think
this
way.
I'll speak for myself.
These people have smutted up our entire culture, and we're a laughing stock of the world right now because of this. And every real American should be offended just on that alone. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll speak for myself. You know, I was just like the virgin Brett Kavanaugh when I was in high school, and he said, and that continued into college. And hey, Kelso too. That was common. People weren't out. it was a much more wonderful time. And of course, I was a little bit earlier. I was in the 60s. Kavanaugh was in the 80s. But now listen to this. Here is Kavanaugh speaking to Feinstein. This is Choice. And he's talking about, here he goes. Let's listen to him here. And remember, Feinstein, Kavanaugh destroyed Feinstein. She said, "I have no more questions after what I'm going to play for you." She hadn't even used up her 5 minutes. She didn't want us. She did not want to be questioning Kavanaugh anymore. She didn't want any more damage to herself. Here she goes.
"And having the evidence looked at, and I don't understand."
Okay, she sure doesn't understand. We'll be right back with the great Dianne Feinstein right after this break.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Why don't we liberate?
Hey, why don't we?
United States,
why don't we liberate these United States? Worse. We're back, folks. That's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to help Donald Trump do exactly that. And Rob, hang on, I'm going to play a little audio for you. You brought up the falsehood of these accusers. And notice, I'm going to play some Dianne Feinstein. Notice she refers to them as the witnesses. and getting the evidence. Notice these are trick words. There aren't any witnesses to something that didn't occur. And there isn't any evidence of something that didn't occur. But notice by repeating those words, witnesses and evidence, watch how she does this, very clever. And then watch this supremely competent judge, genius, Kavanaugh, slap her down. Listen, it takes 1 minute.
But I'm talking about getting the evidence and having the evidence looked at. And I don't understand, you know, we hear from the witnesses, but the FBI isn't interviewing them and isn't giving us any facts. So all we have...
You're interviewing me.
Say,
you're interviewing me.
Did you hear that, folks? You're interviewing me. He cuts right into her. He won't take any crap from her, to use Lindsey Graham's good word. You're interviewing me. In other words, cut the crap, Diane. The FBI interviews people. They don't have the power of subpoena. You do, Diane. They can't compel documents. You can. And you've got me right in front of you. And you're trying to say, we can't get the facts. What's wrong with you, Diane? You're interviewing me. Listen to him.
You're doing it, Senator. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're doing it. That's the there's no conclusions reached.
And what you're saying, if I understand it, is that the allegations by Dr. Ford, Ms. Ramirez, and Ms. Svetnick are wrong.
Yeah, that is emphatically what I'm saying. Emphatically. The Svetnick thing is a joke.
Oh, and that's the one, folks. The wheels just came off the Svetnick thing. She's a sex criminal. Svetnick, the wheels just came off of that one. So I'm loving it. I'm loving how our hero of the hour, Brett Kavanaugh, stood up to these deep state people like Dianne Feinstein and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. I looked it up, Rhode Island. Isn't this glorious, Rob? Isn't it wonderful, Rob, to be alive? Have you ever had a time in your life before when so much good was accomplished in our cause?
So much has been exposed, but the good has yet to be seen because it needs to be remedied, okay? You can expose all this garbage as much as we can, but if nothing becomes of it, that people go and get they're held accountable and penalized and taken off the circuit, then it's all for none. We're the ones that have been put through the ringer here, Kelso, because we're being exposed to this. They're shoving it down our throats.
Well, but hang on, but we're loving it. Rob, we're loving it. Now, I don't mean to be personal here, but is it okay for me to ask you, like, what decade of life you're in?
I'm a 70s child.
Okay, all right, and I'm a 60s child. I can tell you, I've never seen anything as wonderful, as glorious. It's such a time to be alive, folks. I'm glad I live to see this, and it's just getting better. We'll be back with more.
Anyway.
More tomorrow night.
Fight back, folks. Fight for your right to be a real American and everything that goes along with it. Don't stop fighting.
Thanks. Thank you, Rob. Thank you. And we'll be back with the Trump rally tomorrow night, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800 592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.